Hello, hello. Why don't you guys come on in? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just invite your Spirit, Lord, to come and rule and reign in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We worship you. We give you all the praise and the glory this morning. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship you. Come on, Lord. Just pray, God, that we would get swept into this vortex of your Spirit this morning. Pray that our hearts would engage with what you're doing today. We pray for a clear mind and clear ears. Pray that our worship, Lord, would be a sweet smell, a sweet incense unto you this morning. We worship you, God. We love you. We worship you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Worship the King. We're going to worship the one who's worthy.
All right, we're going to stay in worship, so if you can, just keep standing with me. A few ways to give. We have the boxes in the back. We have the basket up front. You can also give in line at akbridgeofhope.com. I always forget that. Hey, I want to pray Ephesians 1 over us. I've been so moved this week by Ephesians 1, I can only get through about 12 verses. And so I'm going to pray that, and as we continue in worship, I want you to consider something, that God is love. I've spent years worshiping the Lord, and I generally go to Revelation 4 and 5, declare the holiness of God, the power of God, the wisdom of God, like I'm bringing something to Him that He doesn't already have. I would ask you to consider that God is love, and that when you stand before Him and receive His love, it is the highest manifestation of worship. So I pray over us this morning, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him in love. I speak that over us, that we are holy. He set us apart. We are without blemish before Him in love. He has predestined us to adoption as His children. No one can take that adoption away from us. He did that by Christ Jesus to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. You are pleasureful to God. So let's change the language of our worship a little bit this morning. The light of God's love shined within us when He sent His matchless Son into the world so that we might live through Him. This is love. He loved us long before we loved Him. It was His love, not ours. He proved it by sending His Son to be the pleasing sacrificial offering to take away our sins. Let's change the language of our worship. Abba, You love us. You love me. Church, echo this with me. You love me. Tell Him. Tell Him how He feels about you. You love me even in my weakness. You love me. I am Your beloved. Despite the sin that I struggled with last week, You love me. I am matchless in Your eyes. You took pleasure in shedding the blood of Your own Son because I am beautiful to You. When I look at You, I do something that no one else on earth can do. I move Your heart, Abba. You love me. You love me. I am Your beloved. I bring nothing into this relationship. I say yes, and You still love me. Let's just soak in that love. He is love. It was His love, not yours. He's not asking for you to perform this week, for you to get it all together. Just rest in His love. Let's worship Him in that great love. We're going to pray for America here in just a minute. I love the heritage we've been creating as a fellowship and intercession for our nation the last almost 40 days. So cool. I cannot get off the simplicity of the gospel. And I want us to be people in this fellowship who we love the simplicity of the gospel. You know, my mom took me to church almost every Sunday when I was a kid, and I was about 20 years old before I actually heard the gospel. And so I want to declare that over you, and then we're going to declare it over our nation, because it's what our nation needs. God in Christ Jesus was reconciling the world to himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that who would ever believe upon him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Let's just stop right there. God so loved the world. God so loved you and me and your neighbor. In the homeless in Anchorage, in the men and women who are locked up, the politicians of our nation, regardless of where they are in the political spectrum, he loved them. He loves them. He loves the men and women of America. So let's make appeal for that gospel message to go forth through the church, that the church would do that which it was designed to do. Be that city set on a hill, that lamp that draws people to Father God. So Father, we pray as your children this morning. You are the God before whom we stand, and we thank you that through your love and through the sacrifice of this man, Christ Jesus, on a cross, that we can stand before you. I remind us that you love us, Lord Jesus, with the same love that Abba Father loved you. The same love that Abba God has for his Son has for us. It's personal with him. It's personal. Doesn't matter how you feel, doesn't matter what you did last week or last month or last year or how many issues you have, because I have them too. But with the same love that Abba loved the Son with, he has that for you and me. So Father, we declare blessing and mercy and peace over our nation, the shalom of God, that peace which sends things into alignment. We pray that there would be a shift into divine alignment in the United States during this election season. Father, we pray that you would appoint men and women who are advantageous to the advancement of the gospel in our nation. I don't know who that is in every situation, but I pray for an advancement of the gospel, because that's what we need. We need God. We need reconciliation with Abba Father, who loved us. So Father, we bless our land. We thank you. We thank you for the sacrifice of Christ. We thank you for the resurrection, the new life that is in this man. We love you and you love us. All right, amen. Every time that happens, I don't know what to do next. So let's thank the worship team. Give them a hand clap. Marita is next. She has at least one announcement.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Good to see you all here. I love worshiping with my family. Yeah. So just wanted to remind you about a few things. Through the fall, winter, Monday nights are open here, open volleyball, adult volleyball in our gym, 7 p.m. So you're welcome to come and get a little exercise, have a little fun. Also, the table in the foyer that has lost and found in it, please go through it, because I'm taking it down. So your favorite coffee cup or jacket or something, get it or it's gone, okay? So please look through it. Yep, please look through it, and I'm taking it down soon. Also wanted to remind you, continue praying for our elections coming up. Scott and I already voted because he was heading up to work. And be in prayer and do your research. Besides the biggies, you need to be prepared for lots of judges are on the ballot, and then your local state senate and house representatives. There is some information packets in the foyer, but they don't cover the judges and, you know, the local stuff. Also, Proposition 1, Proposition 2. If we've learned anything recently, our local officials have a huge effect on our lives. So we have the opportunity and responsibility to do our research and to vote. So I want to encourage you. November 3rd is Elections Tuesday. It's also our last worship and prayer night here. So exciting that we get to be praying in the house and worshiping in the house while two precincts will be voting in our gym. So I also, because the parking lot's going to be really, really busy that night, so if you're able to park a little bit further out, let's honor our community and give them room because they're going to be, you know, wanting to be in and out. So yeah, our carpool, something. So we want to make room for our community to come in and out on that night. Women's Night, coming up November 7th at my house. I love having the women come up, so I welcome you all. If you have questions or need directions, contact me. So that'll be Saturday night, November 7th. And last thing I want to remind you about, kind of an annual way we get to bless our community, Thanksgiving blessing. We are the Corn Church. Hey, so there is a table in the foyer. We need 350 cans of corn by November 22nd, and yeah, no problem. And anything above and beyond that goes right into our local food pantry to bless our community. So let's be generous, and if it is something that you would like to serve in on November 22nd, they will need people putting the boxes together. It's going to be a little different this year because of COVID, so it's kind of like a curbside thing. They're going to need people to carry boxes and put them in people's cars. So if that's something you want to serve with, I have some contact information. You can see me about that. Thank you.
I just want to share quickly about the worship night on the same day as Election Day. And actually, I was praying about it this morning. The Lord just put it on my heart again. But there is something so significant, like Marita was just saying, about us being able to come together and be worshiping as people are voting. You know, on the East Coast, it's going to be, with the time change, it'll already be a lot later there. But I just really, I saw this picture of, you know, in the physical, our nation is coming together and we are utilizing the liberty that we were given as a country. And that's a really significant thing. And I feel like in the spirit, we can press into the freedom that we've been given in the spirit to see things shift from the spirit into the natural. And so I really want to encourage you not only to come, but invite people to come. It's going to be maybe really busy in here, but that's okay. And I'm actually believing that people that come in to vote are going to come and feel the atmospheric difference in this place, in this region, not like just here, but in this place, in our community. Two different precincts are meeting here. That's really significant. I didn't know that either. But I just really want to encourage you to come and worship. We are just going to bless the name of the Lord. We are going to lift his name high. We are going to say, you are king of all. You are king over all, no matter what happens. So I just, we are going to be, oh, come on. Y'all know I can do this. We are going to worship. So I really, 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 really want to encourage you to come. I'm excited. My spirit is just elated about what I believe the Lord wants to do. And it is so much more significant than just, not that worshiping is just worshiping, but there is something really significant that he wants to do. So I want to invite you personally to come.
Yeah, well,
Austin was praying earlier, I just felt the Lord compelling me to share with you what he's putting on my heart. And it has to do, I'm going to use a metaphor of a college student who's off of college, out of money, never communicates with his parents except when he's out of money, right? Help me in the moment. And I just really feel the Holy Spirit encouraging me, encouraging us to not just see this as a moment in this voting season when, Lord, come save us, help us, but that we need to be seeing beyond that, that this is really a lifetime relationship with him and not just a send me a quick check to save me with my rent for the month. Yeah. And so I hope you get the metaphor there and the difference in that. And the one speaks of quality time and one does not. And so I just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Eternal life is this. Does anyone know what the answer is? To know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, right? That's good. All right, thanks, Jay. Marita, I want to thank you for everything you do for us. Like, it's incredible. No, it is. She's shaking her head, but if you've been at this church for any period of time, you know that Marita does an extraordinary amount of stuff. And we were just talking about how classy you were last night, by the way. She sent a thank you note. My mom, like, really demanded that I write thank you notes. So I really appreciate now. My kids don't, because I make them do the same thing. But thanks, seriously, for everything that you do. That's our thank you note to you. We are going to greet one another as your comfort level allows, and we'll come together, and Zach's going to deliver the teaching.